Psalm 119, verse 46 says, "I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed." Beloved, we're challenged by David's holy resolve here as he says, "I will speak of thy testimony before kings and not be ashamed." Consider that. If you would like to turn also in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3, and in 1 Peter chapter 3 we find this, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good?" Beloved, what a promise we have here as you think about this. If we're arrested for righteousness' sake, if we are challenged for the faith that we have, if we are asked to speak before kings and governors, as David said here, "I will speak of thy testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed." So here we have in 1 Peter, who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? That's the Lord. "But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." How much clearer do we want this, beloved? If you suffer, if you speak up and uphold the kingdom of God and the principles of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we stand on the New Testament and the understanding that God has given to us in our hearts, and we proclaim with love the truth, and we suffer for righteousness' sake, we should be happy. And it says, "Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify, set apart the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that lieth in you, that is in you, with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ." So, beloved, consider that this morning as we look at the resolve that David had, where he said a simple statement, "I will stand and proclaim your testimony before kings, and I will not be ashamed." Here we have in 1 Peter instruction for the believers, and he says, first of all, you know, the reason we can do that is, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto our prayers." Let us never be afraid to stand up and stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us never grow faint or weary in well-doing. But let us consider that. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers. And then the question becomes simply, who will harm you? Who will be able to take us down if we are followers of God? But if we are suffering for righteousness' sake, we needn't be afraid of their terror, but ready to give an answer to every man of the hope that's in us. Because, it says here, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And when we do that, when we stand in that way, then indeed they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good behavior in Christ. So we need these reminders as we live in this world. We tend to get a little quiet about the gospel and about the good news and about the standards and about the will of God for each man, that he doesn't desire that any should perish, but that everyone should come to repentance. And let us not be quiet, let us not be fearful, but let us trust in God. So God bless you again, and thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration.